Today we begin a new feature on the KSRO Morning News Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center. We'll focus on performing arts at the center and throughout Sonoma County, too. This morning, Jacob Yarrow is here. He is the executive director of the Green Music Center. Good morning and welcome, Jacob.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here with you.
Happy to have you here and happy to kick off this particular feature. Now, you're a guy from the middle of the country. How did you end up in Sonoma County?
Yeah, well, I worked the last 8 years at the University of Iowa, and I'm dedicated my career to working at university-based performing arts presenters. And when the opportunity to come to Sonoma State University and the Green Music Center opened up, it's such a fascinating facility, such a fascinating part of the country, and a lot of really interesting things have happened there in the short five-year history, and the organization seems poised to really grab hold of its full potential, and it was too great of an opportunity to pass up.
Well, you know, it's one of those circumstances in Sonoma County that is more than just a gem that we're able to have access to. It really is a shining star in Sonoma County. You know, just walking into the Weill Hall at the Green Music Center is an experience enough. And I can only imagine when there are actual performances taking place there. What's your overall vision for the Green Music Center?
Well, I think we want the Green Music Center to bring nationally and internationally touring artists to our town that are super relevant. I say our town, but to our region, and to really make a case for why the performing arts matter to our lives. And sometimes that's about joy and entertainment and having a great time. Sometimes it's about working with artists that are asking big questions about the world and helping us to understand what's going on in a complicated world that we live in. And the tool of Weill Hall and also Schroeder Hall, a smaller hall that's on in the Green Music Center, are really great places to put artists and audiences together. And I think what I know, I've done research and worked with tons of artists over the years, so I know lots of really compelling art. And where my challenge is to define what's really connecting here in Sonoma County and what really connects on Sonoma State's campus as well. So trying to put those two things together, because just because an artist is playing lots of places doesn't mean that it is going to connect perfectly here, right?
Yeah.
So trying to learn about our region and what we care about and what are the issues that are making us tick and what kind of escape do we like to get from the world as well is the biggest learning curve for me. And it's been fascinating in the 3 months-ish that I've been here to start to get my head around that.
And one of the challenges for us as consumers, as the people who live here and really want to take advantage of the Green Music Center, which really is stunning, is that the performances, they're so varied. There's such different kinds of performances and performers that a lot of us, we kind of want to tiptoe outside of our comfort zone and maybe listen to some music that we have not seen live before. And this is the opportunity, I think, that the Green Music Center allows for us.
Yeah, I think that we'd really encourage people to be more explorative in their arts participation. And what we'll pride ourselves on is always having sort of unimpeachable artists and great experiences to offer. And it's hard for us to operate at sort of the height of celebrity, because the most famous musicians are playing football stadiums, right? And they're not playing small.
Right.
Like in their mind, the Green Music Center is a small place. So to try to get into that sort of celebrity is hard for us, but what we can do is offer just incredible experiences. And I'd encourage everybody to come and try things. And to, I think there's a certain sense of consumer culture around arts that's I paid my money, I want you to do this.
Right, right.
And if we can get past that and say like, well, I paid money, I want you to do what you want to do, and trust that an artist can help to stretch your mind, that it sets you up for like an unusual, unfamiliar experience that can really have a deep impact.
Well, anytime you push your own envelope, you know, you really grow as a person and your whole world sort of expands. And I mean, some of the artists coming to the Green Music Center soon, Garrison Keillor and the Tango Buenos Aires, that should be amazing. The Dave Koz Christmas Tour, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey. No relation, right?
Peter no Yarrow? Relation. I had to sneak backstage once to meet Peter Yarrow when I was in college. I snuck backstage and said, so, hey, I'm Jacob Yarrow. What's your story?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
He He used to have a much longer last name. As a Russian Jew, he had a much longer last name before they came to America, and mine's a river in Scotland.
Okay, but somehow the twain is going to meet. That's exactly. The great thing about performance artists and something in our own backyard. We are thrilled to be partnered up with the Green Music Center to try to bring a lot of these shows and some of them that you might not have thought, hey, I'd really like to go hear that or see that or experience that. And we will continue to do that with the Green Music Center. Welcome to Sonoma County. We're glad to have you here.
It's great to be here.
This is Center Stage on KSRO.